So let's talk about another issue as well. There you are in remission. You've crossed your fingers three times. You've turned around left once, right three times. You've gone through all the superstitious things. You've stayed in remission for a period of time. And then, despite the medicines, a flare occurs. And the problem with ANCA small vessel vasculitis is the worry and then the reality of the roller coaster of relapses and remission. How do you manage that roller coaster?
It's very hard. It's not a ticket that to ride that you want to buy, but you've bought it. I think that managing flares, first of all, knowing when one is coming, I think that takes a certain level of self-knowledge that you develop as a patient, knowing your body and knowing that, uh-oh, this is happening, maybe, because sometimes, in my case, the symptoms show up about a month or so before the numbers show anything, and that's where the trust with the care team, and also self-trust, because you don't want to cry wolf, you don't want to, ooh, I'm having a flare, when you might not be, but you learn over time that, yeah, you probably are, or let's talk about it at least. You can say, I don't know if I'm having a flare. I don't mean to bother you unnecessarily, but I am having these symptoms and they're concerning me. What should we do? I think also, you know, this is where your notebook comes in. You say, yeah, I had one of these a couple of years ago and it took about this long and I got through it. And then I had 2 years when I was fine and we're at it again. One patient said that now she just kind of laughed. She said, you know, I've been through a lot of these and I'll get through this one. Another patient tells herself, you know, this isn't going to last forever. It's going to last for a period of time, and then I'll feel better again. So those are some ways to cope with it.
The reality that I think patients are most worried about is that when they're not sure if a flare is occurring, their ability to discuss that worry with their physician, because to a certain number of those times, there won't be a flare. But on the other hand, there certainly can be. And it's that concern of the patient that they might be crying wolf, that isn't a real event. I would encourage patients to make sure that they have a physician who's not going to hide if the patient has repetitive needs about whether or not a flare is or is not taking place. A neurotic patient and a neurotic physician seem to do best and help patients get through flares. I'm worried about those interactions of patients and physicians where the physician finds it a burden if the patient has called them too many times about one of these events. That's almost a moment to try to find another physician, quite frankly. But that roller coaster is just—it's very hard for both sides of this equation, the patient and the physician.
I remember one time when this was early days, and I didn't know that I really could call you when I was having a flare, and you had a spy in the hospital, and she saw me limping around because I was having bad joint pain, which I had written off as, oh, I just exercised too hard. And you called me and said, I hear that you're limping around. Are you having joint pain? And I said, maybe. And you said, well, we need to talk about this. And that sort of was a light went off in my head. Oh, okay, I guess I can call him when I might be concerned. I don't have to be Cleopatra, queen of denial.